Past. Well, good evening everybody and welcome to this latest Cabinet meeting of Staffordshire Council. We'll go straight to the agenda. We've got the minutes of the 7th of March 2024 circulating published on the 8th of March. Do you mind if I sign the minutes?
Aye. Okay.
There we go.
Thank you. Hang on. Any apologies?
All present, leader.
Thank you very much. Councillor, question time?
There are none.
The proposals of Cabinet members is item 4A, which is a resources portfolio, and Roman numeral 1 is the committee title 24-25. Can I ask Councillor Cook to comment?
Thank you, leader. Right, well, the committee cycle for 24-25 has been produced based on the current committee structure with a similar structure to 2023-24. Once again, timing of these scrutiny committees has been arranged to coincide with the production of performance and budgetary information. This means that the scrutiny committees can look at information which is more current, with a view to taking more timely action where necessary. The suggested committee cycle for 24-25 is attached as an appendix, and the recommendation is that the committee cycle for 2024-25 as submitted be approved.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. Any comments? Everyone happy to take the recommendation?
Yes. Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We move on. Roman number 2, which is housing benefit modified scheme in respect of war, disablement and bereavement pensions. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, leader. Well, the purpose of this report is to review the above scheme, which enables payments under military compensation schemes to be disregarded when assessing a claimant's income for housing benefit purposes. The council has disregarded war pensions and war widows pensions for many years to increase the help that affected veterans get with their rent and council tax. We intend to continue to do so. A recent audit of our benefit subsidy claim highlighted the fact that the council resolution confirming this discretionary spend needs to be refreshed. This report is that refreshment and does not change the levels of housing benefit that is paid in any way. The status quo is maintained. The Staffordshire Armed Forces Covenant is set out in paragraph 2.4. The Council has signed that covenant, and continuation of our support for veterans and their widows is consistent with our obligations under that covenant. The policy statement is set out in the appendix to the report, and the recommendations are that the report be noted and that Council resolves to adopt the policy statement at its meeting on 16th April 2024.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments to Councillor Cook? I have got Councillor Pardesi, then I have got Councillor Fordham, and then I have got Councillor Kelly.
The leader, just to say that I hope we'll always be in a position to provide this support to our veterans.
Councillor Fordham.
Thanks, leader. I'm sure we'd all agree that the recommendation is very welcome. It demonstrates that continuing support for the veterans and their families, and also a continuing commitment to the Staffordshire Covenant. Very welcome.
Thank you for that. Councillor Kennedy.
Thanks, Spencer. Thank you.
Everyone happy to accept the recommendations?
Very.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody. And that concludes our meeting tonight. Thank you.